5769, hey, dispatch, I was, it's a little too late now. I had a young lady get on, I had a full bus, and she got on, and then started coughing and stuff after she got on, and then she was just getting off at Hillsborough Transit Center, asked what was going on, and she said she thinks she had COVID, and so I didn't know what to do, and she's trying to get on the MAX, and I just was hoping a road trip could intercept her and maybe help her out or do something different instead of having to get on a train or a high bus like she did being sick.
Okay, so she got on the bus, and as she was getting off, she said she had COVID and was coughing. Is that what I understood?
Exactly, yeah. She was, when she boarded, she wasn't coughing, really. But she looked like, you know, like she did a little running, and then I asked her what was going on, and that's what she told me, that she believes that she does have COVID. It didn't tell me before she got on the bus. I had a bus full of people, and now she's at the MAX at Hillsborough Transit Center, trying to get on a MAX to get to Townsborn. And so, anyway, I just said, hey, there's got to be something different you can do. And anyway, I was just hoping the road trip could come and talk to her, and maybe we could do something different for her instead of having to get on a busy line and get everybody else sick.
Okay, I understand. Do you have a description of her?
Yeah, white female, probably about 5'4", 5'5", a little, kind of heavy set. Dark pants that look like they have bleach stains on them, a white fleece top with like Native American print on it here and there. She's wearing a shiny silver mask, I think it's kind of silverish, and her hair up in a ponytail, brown hair, and so she's at the MAX right now, and anyway.
About how old do you think she is?
Late teens to real early 20s, and she's got brown hair, like I said, up in a ponytail.
Okay, I copy, and you said, hold on just a second here. She's at Hillsborough TC?
Yes, ma'am. Hillsborough TC, I just left her there probably about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago.
I copy. Yeah, we were at shift change, that's why it took a couple minutes for us to get back to you. So, all right, we'll get it out to the supervisor. Did she leave, besides the coughing? She didn't spit or anything on the bus?
No, but she started hacking on the bus before we got to Hillsborough, and I picked her up in right as soon as I safely in Forest Grove. And anyway, yeah, so then she started really coughing and stuff and wiping her brow, and after what was going on, after she told me she's trying to get to Townsborn and trying to get some help. And so anyway, I just thought I'd let you know, and maybe have the cleaners at Beaver and Transit really do a deep clean, because she touched a lot of stuff on here.
Yeah, we don't have any way of contacting them, but when you get there, if you could just explain that there was somebody on the bus that was coughing, and get it wiped down real good.
Copy, yeah. Yeah, when she was getting off, she said that it was her cousin that had it, and that's just what she said. She's probably sure she's got it, because her cousin does have it.
Okay, I copy. Well, that's time out. So you go and have a good day, and we'll see if we can find her. And we'll be clear, 1309.